You're listening to KC Forum with Kathy Quinn, public affairs with an entertaining spin.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome right here to KC Forum, right here on this radio station, every single Sunday between 6:30 and 7. Also, remember, if you miss it, log on to fox4kc.com/KC Forum, and it'll be right there for you so you can link it up and let your friends listen. All right, I hope you all had a real nice Thanksgiving, and of course, the holidays are coming up, and what can you do for the seniors out there in your life? Well, there are some local elves that can help. We'll find out from Doug West what that's all about. The winter weather. I don't like it, but it's coming. And we're going to talk to an expert about driving in this snow. He is a tow truck driver from Auto Tow Recovery, and he helps us out every winter, gives us tips and shows us what to do and what not to do. And he actually came up with something while he was on a job. It's called the Hawk Hook. He's going to tell us all about it. Of course, this is also the season to give and receive, and lots of folks, many of you, are going to be giving to charities this holiday season. Are those charities legitimate? Jana Castanon runs us through the do's and the don'ts of giving this holiday season. First up, though, here is DJ, and we're going to talk about, well, the winter driving. I thought, you know, it's coming up, the snow, we know it's coming. Why not talk to somebody who knows all about towing people out of the snow and how he can talk to folks about safe driving? I've got DJ Adamson, who actually grew up in the tow truck business. How are you, DJ?
I'm good. How about yourself?
I'm great. And we hear you in the background. You know, we hear a lot of monitors. We hear a lot of those radios going on. So we know you're working, but we just wanted to interrupt for a moment. Name your company so we can talk about it and how it got involved and how you got involved with it.
Auto Tow and Recovery. We're out of Kansas City, Missouri.
Mm-hmm. And you can't miss Auto Tow and Recovery because why? The colors are what?
Pink and black.
Pink and black. And that's because of your wife.
Yes.
Okay. How's your wife involved?
She's actually the legal owner and runs the day-to-day office operations as well as drives the truck here and there.
So she's the boss.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely.
All right. And DJ, this is kind of cool. We've talked to you before when we've talked about cold weather and driving. What is your pet peeve with people out there when you've got cold weather and people out in the snow and the sleet?
Well, just because you're in a four-wheel drive doesn't mean you get around better than anybody else. And, you know, driving and not giving yourself enough room to stop takes the same distance for any vehicle to stop in on the ice or snow.
Gosh, isn't that crazy? Okay, so the drivers out there, and you've got a lot of new drivers, you know, the teenage drivers, people get scared. They just need to take it easy. I always say that, slow down and take it easy. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, definitely. You know, if they slow down and take it easy and not drive unless it's absolutely necessary.
And that's it. Unless it's absolutely necessary. Okay, so being in the tow business, Auto Tow and Recovery, I thought this was very, very interesting. This is a family affair for you, not only with your wife, but this is something, well, your grandfather, your father?
Yes.
Oh,
my family's been in the tow business well over 60 years in the Kansas City area.
And what's interesting is, one day on the job, what did you see and what came out of seeing, you know, all these rescue members from the fire crew getting on their dry suits and all that kind of stuff to get this car out of the water, which sometimes happens when you slide in. What came out of that?
Well, we had a vehicle that was submerged in water with a victim still inside of it, and Kansas City Fire and myself were there trying to recover the vehicle. It took quite a while to get the vehicle hooked to the vehicle, and so therefore I've designed a underwater rescue hook that is working to recover vehicles out of submerged water. Basically, the gist of it is, it's a big carabiner that goes on a pole.
Ah, and so you saw these guys trying to, you know, do this within the minutes, and this cuts the time off, so it's a quicker recovery.
Well, yeah, it's much quicker. We've done some testing with it, and it's been used in a few real-life scenarios. We can recover a vehicle, you know, the one that day took it well over an hour, and we can do a vehicle in about 9 minutes now.
And it's called the Hawk Hook. I'm going to spell that H-A-W-K-H-O-O-K. This is something that you believe that all fire departments should have.
Yeah, I mean, it would be a definite great tool for any kind of vehicle rescue or swift water rescue in any kind of scenario, whether it be flooding scenarios or creeks or lakes.
So it's a real simple thing. I mean, it doesn't weigh that much, and it's able to do the job a lot quicker.
Much quicker. It has a built-in window brake on the tool, and it saves a firefighter from having to get in the water for every rescue, which is a huge safety concern for the victim as well as the fire crews on scene.
So let's say that you have, as you mentioned, not just only water rescues, but a car's off the road, rather than risk the life of somebody, a rescue worker, this thing can be a lot, handier, more stable?
Yeah, if you have a car on a deep lean or large lean, you can stabilize the vehicle with this hook rather than getting somebody on the bottom side of it and having a chance of the car, crushing them in the process of a rescue.
Wow, and they've actually used this, from what you told me off air, you've sold, 60, 70 around the country, and SWAT teams have actually used the Hawk hook?
Yeah, the local SWAT teams have bought them, and they use them for breaching bus doors when somebody's locked themselves in a bus, like a hostage-type situation.
Oh, my gosh. And this is something, you were just frustrated when you saw these guys that day on the scene, and you just went home and thought about it and designed it.
Yeah, well, what we did is I had some guys around the shop and some of my fellow drivers give me a hand with it, is we made this hook that is basically has a built-in window punch on it, so it latches to the pillar of the vehicle, and it can be deployed from a pole so that you don't have to put your head underwater, because that day it was, 40 degrees out, and the water was only about 36 degrees, I believe.
Oh, my gosh.
It was pretty cold for those guys to try and reach that vehicle, and that's hard conditions for rescue or recovery either way.
We're talking to DJ Adamson from Auto Tow, and this is a business that he's in with his wife, but he's been in the business for many, many years. You're not 60 years old, but your grandfather and your dad. And he's invented this Hawk hook with the help of some of the other drivers out of something that happened back in 2012, a real-life cold water rescue. In the wintertime, man. Oh, I can't even imagine those guys getting their wetsuits on and getting in the water. So how can the public help?
Well, we just need the public to help with the fire departments, making sure that the fire departments are aware that there is something out there. It could be one of your family members or yourself that ends up in that situation. And, the hook is a great tool to have if it happens. It's not, unfortunately, it's not for every fire department, but there are a lot of them that need something like this that just don't have the funding for it at the time, to be able to buy those. Or it's made out of aluminum, so it's kind of a pricey tool to buy, but very handy when they need it.
So if people would like to find out more, there is a website. It's www.hawkhook. It's HAWKHOOK.com, and it tells you all about it, and you've got the different stories here on how the SWAT team has used it, tow companies, fire departments. So what you'd like folks to do is just to make sure that your fire departments have it. Well, how can they do that? Call them up, or what do you think?
I don't know. I mean, the best probably thing is when they have an opportunity to talk to the firefighters, ask them if they're aware that there's something out there. It's a scenario that happens all over the country.
And with the wintertime, when cars and trucks slide off hills, this type of thing is able to do it a lot quicker, a rescue a lot quicker, a recovery a lot quicker. I mean, obviously, when minutes count, it's important.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that's why it was designed. It was designed because I thought there was a better way to try and help save people's lives. That was the whole backing of the tool. And we figured out there are some other uses with it as we've practiced and let people demonstrate it, and we've used it for the SWAT teams, but it was designed as a life-saving tool initially.
And speaking of demonstrations, you go on their website, hawkhook.com, and you actually have demo videos where they can look at those. Okay, so we're talking about the Hawk hook. I thought that was interesting. I was talking to you. I wanted to talk to you about the winter driving and telling people, hey, slow down, take it easy. What's your phone number? If people have trouble this winter, they can't miss the truck, pink and black, what's the number they need to call if they need help?
816-420-0078. That's Auto Tow and Recovery.
Auto Tow and Recovery. And I'm so glad you let your wife be the boss, because, that's the way it should be. I'm kidding.
She thinks so.
DJ, I'm kidding. And we'll see you probably on TV soon, because the winter is coming and the snow is coming as well.
All right. Thank you, Kat.
All right. Thank you. DJ Adamson from Auto Tow and Recovery. We got more on the way. Stay with us.
Hang on. There's more on the way with Kathy Quinn and KC Forum.
I use Molly Maid because my house cleaning needs are different from my neighbor's. Only Molly Maid can give my home the pink glove treatment, a thorough deep-down cleaning plan designed just for me. Consistent and dependable cleaning with every visit. Molly Maid guarantees I'll be satisfied. Call Molly Maid and ask for the treatment, the pink glove treatment. Call 1-888-393-1879 and mention you heard this on KC Forum with Kathy Quinn to get $15 off your first cleaning. Why do I use Molly Maid? Call them and find out why. Call 1-888-393-1879.
Well, guess what? Back here with KC Forum, we're going to talk about the season of Santa and his elves, and how about local elders' elves helping seniors through holiday havoc. We are talking about caregivers can help make that list and check it twice. Doug West is with Synergy Home Care, and he's with us right now to talk about it. I can't believe, first of all, the holidays are here. They just come around so fast every single year, Doug. And you know, when you've got elderly folks, it's harder for them because they're thinking, oh, I can't do this, I can't do that. Tell us a little bit about your elves.
Absolutely. Well, we have wonderful people who are really excited to help the elders in the holiday seasons, from really helping them prepare meals to wrapping gifts to putting up the Christmas trees, bringing the ornaments up from the basement, decorating the outside of the house, writing cards, whatever they need help with, we're there to assist them.
You know, it's just wrapping a simple gift with elderly folks that I have in my family. That means a great deal to them because it takes much more energy for them than it does for us.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It could be a very long project for them, and it might be 10 minutes for us.
Talk about Synergy Home Care and what are they all about?
Sure. Synergy Home Care, we're a private duty, non-medical home care company, and we do just about anything that a senior might need assistance with in their home, from cooking, homemaking, any of those kinds of things, companionship, transportation to the grocery store, helping with laundry, as well as personal care things, assistance with bathing, toileting, showering, any of those kinds of things that they might need as well. And then especially around the holidays, helping them with getting gifts or getting prepared for the holidays, whether it be fixing cookies. We've done, Christmas baking projects where we started to do Christmas cookies or banana bread or those kind of things to help out as well.
And you know what? With this technology that's come around, according to the National Retail Federation, this is a survey, it says that the number of seniors that actually go online, oh my goodness, has increased from 32% in 2009 to 44% this year. So, all right, I know I can get confused, and I'm not quite a senior just yet, but you're able to help them with that. You know, they're shopping, and they don't have to get out of the house, that type of thing.
That's very true, and I know with my own parents, they're 80, and they use the internet, and they do some shopping on the internet, but when something doesn't work just right, they get very, very frustrated. So having somebody there that can help that senior through making that purchase online and making sure that they get what they wanted to get and get it done is very helpful as well.
I think the big word with seniors is, you know, you work with them. I think they get frustrated because they're not as quick as they were. And can you imagine online if we get frustrated? You know, I get frustrated, an iPad doesn't work for me. I'm at work and I'm like, ah! Imagine how they feel.
That's right. It's probably magnified, 10 times or much more than that when something doesn't work right and they can't figure out why it won't take their order or their credit card number doesn't work or whatever it might be when they're trying to buy that present for their grandson or granddaughter.
And what we're talking about today is the local elders' elves helping the seniors, and we're talking about the folks from Synergy Home Care, their elders' elves there. How can folks find out more about how you can help? Let's say that someone has, a senior relative, as you mentioned, your mom or your dad, and, you're busy with your own kids, but you want them to have a little bit of extra care.
Sure. They can find us online at synergyhomecare.com, and that's one way they can get in touch with us. And then we're here locally in the Kansas City area. They can reach us by calling us anytime, day or night, at 913-685-9700.
And, you know, your parents, do your parents live near you?
They do not. They actually live in western Nebraska, so they're a long ways away. So,
all right,
I use folks to help them as well.
I was just going to say that because, you know, I'm lucky enough that I have my parents very close. We're all within two blocks of each other.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and it's really fun. But when you've got, you know, you have a job somewhere and your parents live somewhere else, this will help, you know, having an elf like you guys.
Absolutely. There's a lot of folks in the situation I'm in that their parents live quite some distance from them, and they can't just run over and help them with the holiday kinds of things that need to get done, or even in the non-holiday season with things that they need help with. And being able to call somebody that they can trust, that they know has some level of training and supervision that can help their folks out is very important.
Okay, I was just going to ask you that. That's a big deal when I talk to my relatives. It's the trust factor because, you know, you hear everything, this is a scam and that is a scam. And how can someone be sure that an elder's elf from, you know, your organization, how can they feel sure that they're going to be okay with them?
Sure. Well, Synergy Home Care is a national organization. It's a national franchise organization, and all of our owners and offices around the country, when we hire caregivers that are elves at this time of year, all of those caregivers that we hire are employees of the company, and we run them through a national background check process, a credit check process, and also we'll do random drug testing of those folks, and then they go through a very extensive interview process, and we actually hire about 1 in 50 of the people that apply, and about 1 in 20 to 25 of the people that we actually interview. So we're very, very careful in the people that we interview, and know that they are quality, want to do this job, and then work real hard to match the personalities and the styles of the caregiver or the elf to the senior as well.
The elf, I love it. I love surveys too. Okay, so here's another survey for you. They say that this year more seniors, and remember, we're talking about a huge portion of our population, they're going to be spending more on gifts, food, candy, decorations, and cards than they have in previous years because there are more of them also. So
sure.
With your elves, you know, you want these people to feel like they're independent, they're connected, I think is the word. And so what you're saying is that the elves from Synergy Home Care, they're going to be able to help these folks.
Absolutely. We'll do everything we can to try to match that elf to the senior, so that the personality is a fit, and they feel, you know, they feel comfortable with that person helping them through the process.
All right, excellent. So, holiday season, seniors out there, you need help. Local elders elves are going to help you through that holiday havoc, because Doug West said he would. Right?
Absolutely.
All right. Have a nice holiday season. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, and thank you.
All right, we got more on the way. Stay with us.
Hang on, there's more on the way with Kathy Quinn and KC Forum.
For over 20 years, Summit Lawn and Landscape has provided residential and commercial customers with exceptional quality and service at an affordable price. Summit offers a full landscape design service with 2 full-time designers. Projects can go from blue line scale drawings to finished products. Proper design can make the difference between an acceptable yard and a truly breathtaking landscape. Landscape design, sprinkler systems, outdoor lighting, fire pits, and lawn fertilization are just a few of the many services Summit Lawn and Landscape offers. At Summit Lawn and Landscape, they know how important it is to maintain and beautify your exterior surroundings, because your lawn and landscape is the first thing people notice. You can ask the pros at Summit Lawn and Landscape by calling 816-966-9434 to make an appointment, or go to their website at summitlawn.com. Let the professional design staff at Summit Lawn and Landscape provide you with the landscape design and your dreams. That's Summit Lawn and Landscape, 816-966-9434, or online at summitlawn.com.
Back to Body is my best kept secret. I don't even tell my friends about Back to Body. about tanning, waxing, and massages that I get from their licensed estheticians and massage therapists. I don't tell my friends that Back to Body is affordable and how after I leave their studio at 7830 State Line, how I feel so polished and pampered. Andrea and Jenny make me feel so comfortable and important. They want to make people feel good about themselves, and I do. I want to keep Back to Body to myself. Tanning, waxing, and massages, I may not tell my friends, but I'll tell you. Give them a call at 816-830-8610 and make an appointment. Or log on to www.backtobody.com. Remember, Back to Body is our little secret. Call 816-830-8610. Tell them you heard it on KC Forum and get a special discount.
All right, if you're joining me now, we're talking about the holiday season. People are giving, getting, receiving, that type of thing. And lots of people are giving to charity this time of year. Jana Castanon joins us now from Apprizen. Jana's our expert out there to help us, you know, decide if we're giving to charity, how to make the right decision, Jana, because it's so important.
It is so important, and it's important that you choose a charity that you are passionate about. And don't get fooled by charities who are raising money for one individual. You need to be passionate about, is it for a health cause, is it children, is it animals? So find something that's important to you.
You know, because this time of year, lots of folks are doing it according to studies out there. 88% of American households are giving money this holiday season. That's about $3 billion a year, you know, that they normally wouldn't give, because even if they don't have it, they're giving, Jana.
I think it's the time of the year, the time of being thankful for what you have, and it is the time that people most feel like giving back. Either giving back with monetary donations, or you can give back through your time, through coats for kids is a popular campaign here in Kansas City that is going on now, through food donations. So there's many ways that you can give this year.
All right. So you're always getting phone calls this time of year also. I know I am. How do I know that the charity that I'm going to give to is legitimate? How important is that to validate it?
Well, especially if you're getting phone calls, you never want to make a donation over the phone unless you are very clear about who that organization is and what they are going to use that money for. Research your charities. Make sure you know that the majority of that money is going towards the actual cost and not the administrative cost. For example, you never want to give to a charity whose administrative cost is higher than 40%. But even better yet, try to find an organization whose administrative cost is below 25%.
Aha. See, you don't think about that, because people catch you at a time when you're vulnerable, where you your heart is open, you want to help other people, and you don't really think people are going to try to scam you, or, you know, and the majority of the people are not. Yeah. I'm not saying that, because we, you know, people are wonderful, most of them. But you do have those people that prey on people who want to give.
Exactly. And you know, even though we're talking about charity during this holiday season, when we've had these awful disasters that happen, it is so unfortunate that there are these scam charities that are being set up with names that are similar to the charities that we're familiar with that people are donating their money to. So make sure, if you are donating, again, go to the Better Business Bureau and check them out. Go to their website and know that the money that you are giving is going to the actual cause that you want it to.
I've talked to people about the Better Business Bureau. Okay, so is there like, I don't even know to trust that. How do I know? You know, what are the ratings, and how do I know that they're to be trusted?
They're usually with the Better Business Bureau. They will have on there the descriptions if there's any complaints about them. You can also go to the Attorney General's office, and if there has been complaints filed against that charity, they're usually on the Attorney General's website also.
Okay, very good. That's what I was wondering. I'm sorry. I'm in the news business. Little bit of skeptical. All right, so there are other things you can do besides giving to charity. Say you don't have the money, right?
Correct. There are volunteer opportunities abound this time of year. Volunteering in the food kitchens, lots of churches have outreach activities that you can reach out to those that are stranded at home. So reach out, go to the local churches, go to the different organizations. I'm sure that the United Way has lots of opportunities or lots of partners that could use your help. So reach out if you can't afford with your pocketbook, reach out with your time.
Do you hear a lot, Miss Jana, and we're talking to Jana Castanon from Apprizen, of course. Apprizen helps folks, you know, with their budgets, and they can come in and see counselors and that type of thing. And you've been talking to us about, you know, not letting Black Friday deals give you the January blues, that type of thing. So you're just trying to help folks with their money out there. But this is a very sensitive issue, I think, giving to charity and trusting folks out there. Because so many times, you know, people, and not so many times, I'm not trying to say that, but isn't it a shame, though, that people do use this time of year to work on people's sentiments and hearts and the giving like that? Do you hear a lot of it this time of year?
It is. It is very disheartening. And as a individual who does give to charities or does give my time, I know that I can't look back. I've given it with my true spirit and my true heart and just trusting that it will be used in the manner in which it was given.
Okay, very good. Jana, what's the website in case people have questions or they'd like to find out more about what Apprizen does?
It is www.apprizen.com, and that is APPRISEN. Go to our website. You can sign up for our monthly newsletter, The Money Minute, and receive in your email box wonderful, timely financial tips that will help you get and stay on track with your money.
Okay, very good. And so it's very important, just one more time, about validating charities that you're going to be giving to this season.
Correct. Check them out. Give something that you're passionate about. If you can't give your money, give your time. Give some leftover clothes or items that you have hanging around the house. This is the spirit of giving this time of year.
All right. Jana Castanon, Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas also. Thank you.
All right. And that is it for us this weekend. Another show in the can. Remember, you can listen to it right here on this radio station. And it's every Sunday between 6:30 and 7 on this station, as well as fox4kc.com/KC Forum. All right. Thank you so much, Katie Connors, our executive producer, Ed Walker, who gets us on the air. And of course, the elders, yepers, Celtic Rockers, letting us use that music and rock on with it. Until next weekend, see ya.
It's KC Forum with Kathy Quinn.